sexual misconduct in the public school system, with powers to send for persons and papers, with leave to sit from place to place, and with leave to sit during the recess.
Just on a point of order.
Honourable Member for Bumbaraya.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not sure what the Member for Anglesdon proposes to do at this time.
We're on the agenda.
I understand where we are. Mr. Speaker, there was no advance warning with regards to moving on this select committee. No, we understand it's on the agenda. Some other things are on the agenda as well. For example, the Pharmacy Act that we were going to move second reading on was on the agenda. The opposition had indicated it was not ready to move. We're not prepared. Mr. Speaker.
Honourable Member for Bumbaraya.
Mr. Speaker, we accept the fact that it is on the agenda, and that as is parliamentary practice on either opposition day or some agreed period of time, when the parliament is ready, that we would do it. That has been the practice. I believe that in accordance with the strict reading of the rules of the House, she is probably correct in doing what she's doing. It's just never happened. It's just never happened before. And so we are not prepared to debate that at this time.
It's not correct.
Honourable Member for Anglesdon. Let me hear the Honourable Member for Anglesdon's response to the Honourable Member for Mamaria. She might be responding to the Honourable Member for Mamaria.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In fact, you have anticipated me correctly, Mr. Speaker. Rule 44 speaks to a notice of motion given by a member by delivering of a copy of it to the office of the clerk when the House is not sitting. That was done, Mr. Speaker. But I went further. I gave notice in this House.
Yes.
We are now at the place on the agenda where the motion is set out in its fullest form, which was delivered before to the clerk of the House. And I'm now making proceeding as in accordance with the agenda and the rules,
and the
Mr.
Rules.
Speaker.
Rule 44,
54. Speaker, I rise in this Honourable House to move for the appointment of Select Committee as set out in the terms I have just said to you, Mr. Speaker. Speaker, Select Committees are appointed pursuant to Rule 20 of the Rules of the Supreme of Rules of this Honourable House. And I want to refer to that. Rule 20 says a Select Committee shall be appointed on motion to investigate, examine, or review bills or specific matters moved by a member and authorized by the House, and shall reflect as far as is practicable the political composition of the House. A Select Committee shall be empowered to send for persons and papers to sit from place to place and any other power the House may determine. Select Committees shall be given a defined period to report to the House. And if the committee does not complete its work within that time, the chairperson may request the House to permit an additional period.
Okay.
Speaker, the select committees are often appointed to inquire into matters of utmost public importance and to provide scrutiny of the executive and to seek accountability in administration and the execution of policy matters. Speaker, this morning I met the member for Seabreeze, who is the minister responsible for education, in the smoker's room. And he warned me...
Point of order, honourable member for Mount Moriah.
Don't report private.
What's the point of order?
No private discussion. It was a warning.
Speaker,
it's a warning.
Two points, Mr. Speaker. Firstly, firstly, the government is not prepared, as I indicated earlier, to deal with this matter today.
Secondly, I'm a member for Mon Mariah has the floor.
Secondly, Mr. Speaker, firstly, I'm going to move the resolution to extend the House beyond 7 o'clock. I think that's the first thing that we ought to do. And so I want to resolve that the business of the House to continue beyond 7 p.m. on Wednesday, the 15th of April, 2011.
It's been moved and seconded that the following resolution be agreed. Resolved that the business of this House do continue beyond 7 p.m. on Wednesday, the 15th April 2009. As many as are in favor would remain seated, those that oppose would rise. The resolution has been agreed.